Today's daf is Beitza Daf Zayin. We are on Vav Amid Beis, and we will start a little more than halfway down. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, about the sixth to last skinny line. Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, says the Gemara. Beitza imitziasa nigmara. Rav says that an egg, with its going out, it is completed. Meaning, once the egg is laid, now it is completed. So, le'inyin, which halacha does Rav say that? Right? Is that telling us something becomes mutter now, and it was usher beforehand, and now it's mutter? Imitziasa nigmara. So, why was it usher beforehand, and why is it mutter now? So, my imitziasa nigmara. That's what we're having here. If you remember, all of these various halachas regarding eggs. But Hashem, in the middle of today's daf on Zayin Amud Beis, we finish our egg discussion and we get to the second line of the Mishnah on Daf Beis. The next machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But first, we have one more amud and a half relating to eggs. So Rav says, an egg with its yitzia nigmara, it becomes finished. So what does that mean? My imitziasa nigmara. What does that mean? Ilema imitziasa. We're going to have five different pshatim. If you want to keep track. Number one. Imitziasa nigmara umuteres la'achla b'chalav. Maybe this is the halacha. An egg, it's very interesting if we think about it, an egg while it's in the chicken is fleishik, right? It's part of the chicken. Only when it comes out, all of a sudden an egg becomes parif, right? How did that happen? We grow up, eggs are parif and chickens are fleishik, at least on the Rabbanon level. When did that happen? When does the switch occur? Does it go from bisari to parif? So maybe that's what Rav is talking about. If it comes out, so that it's mutter to eat it with milk, then it becomes parif. But if it would be still, if you would check the chicken and you'd find the egg inside of the mother, asur l'achla b'chalav. Maybe that's the chiddush of Rav. Imitziasa nigmara means now it's finished and it's called parif. So is that the case? The Gemara says that can't be, v'atanya. But we learned it in a Braisa. Hashochet et ha'tarnegoles, u'matza ba beitzim gemuros, muteres l'achla b'chalav. No, we learn that even if it's inside the chicken, as long as the eggs are completed, they're finished, so they're already parif. They didn't have to come out. So you see, it's not true what Rav says, right? The Braisa says, and we'd rather not say when we don't have to, Rav Tana Upalig. We'd always like to come up with a different pshat than have to say he's arguing on a Mishnah or a Braisa. So you see, it's still, even inside, as long as they're gamur, they're already parif. So that cannot be what Rav means. We have to come up with a different pshat. What happens, what halacha kicks in once the egg comes out? So we'll have to come up with shot number two. But even before that, let's do the Tosas. Tosas, and Dibra Maskel Beitzim says, asks, Vakasha, if you look in the Mishnah, Masechta's Idios. Remember, Idios is the Masechta with the most topics out of any Masechta. Idios is called Idios because it's from Eduyos. It's the real name of it. Different Eduyos that were given on one specific day. Every Mishnah discusses three topics, because it's Eidos about all different ideas in the Torah Sheba'al Peh that they wanted to get down and have recorded. So the Mishnah there says, Beitzas Nevela. If you have an egg of a chicken that was a Nevela, Kalsha Kamoa, what's a Nevela? An animal that did not have a proper Shechita. Right, a Nevela. So Beitzas Nevela, Kalsha Kamoa Nimkeres Bashuk, as long as like it, somebody, an egg like it that's sold in the Shuk. Meaning, you see on the side, Sheklipas Akasha. It has a shell, and it's sold. Beishamai Matirin. Beishamai says it's mutter, even though the mother is a nevela. Ubeisil Osrin. And Beisil says, no, it's Osir, because the egg of a nevela is considered nevela. Say, as Tosfos, Vahacha, Hechishre Mutter, Lachlan Bechalav. If we're saying eggs are really an extension of the mother's, so then why in our Mishnah does it say that the egg is Parif? What do you mean? If it's an extension of the mother, so we should say, just like over there, the egg of a nevela is considered a nevela, so we should say that the egg here is considered part of the mother, and therefore it is usur to eat it with milk. That's the question. So Tosas has a couple of answers. What's the difference between the beitzas nevela and a beitzas of a regular chicken, which would not be considered part? So v'yesh lomar, Tosas' first answer is maybe. Always interesting, the Tosas, whenever he has three answers, you have to ask, what's the rule and what's the exception? So Tosas' first answer, the rule is Beitzas Nevela. Right, really, it's considered an extension of the mother, and therefore it should be Aser. What about here? Yesh Lomar, the Taima, Mishum, the Basar, Of Bechalav, Midirabanan, V'yafilu Beis Hillel Modu. What are we talking about here? We're talking chicken. Chicken and milk, that's the whole world, it's the whole world of the Rabbanans. And therefore, This is the exception to the rule, and we will not require, be machmir, regarding that derabanan in this case. Even though usually you would say the egg is an extension, but not in this case. Remember the Rambam in Hilchas Mamrim, where the Rambam gives Psar Of Bachalav as the example that he asks and has to explain about Bal Tosef. Says, how could the Rabbanan add on mitzvahs to the Torah? Right, how could they be? The Torah says basar, basar b'chalav, beef and milk is aser darai. So the Rabbanan came along and added on. Isn't that a violation of Bal Tosef? So the Rambam says explicitly, yes, if the Rabbanan would have said that not only is basar b'chalav aser daraisa, but also basar of b'chalav is aser daraisa, that would have been an iser of Bal Tosef. And that they wouldn't have been able to do. But if the Rabbanan said, which they did say, Basar b'chalav is aser daraisa, we don't want you to even come close to that iser daraisa, and therefore we're going to add on gzeira asyag derabanan, that they have the power to do. That's not daraisa, that's just protection. Protection, that's not, as long as we keep in mind the lines between what is protected and the protector, so that's not a problem, that's a syag. And the Rabbanan have the power to do that. That right, Rashi, remember Rashi quoted that in Daf Beis Amud Beis. Right, Asu Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, the source for making Yisurei D'Rabbanan, and that's what the Rabbanan did. So therefore, Basar B'chalav is in the world of the Rabbanan, and that is why we're not machmir in this case. Number one, Gzeira. Number two, says Tosfos, the Kasha, but I still don't like that answer fully because the Gemara says in Erevin that in the sugyas, it comes up also elsewhere, where the Gemara wants to give a really easy example of if you're in the place where your Rebbe is living, you can't even paskin the most simple shaila. So the Gemara's example is an egg and milk. Pieta b'kutcha, an egg and something milchik. So ask Tosfos, that's not so simple. Not such a simple question. We're talking about different types of eggs. I feel beat up a kutcha lolishri inish b'makam rabbi ma'kamash v'lamshita v'yikam b'samach rabbi Yaakov da'asar. It's not so simple. Here we're talking about our sugya, and we're going to have even more in a couple of lines. Adav Zion. It's also simple. Which type of eggs? Some type of eggs are usher to eat with milk, right before it came out, possibly. So v'yesh lomar. Second answer of Tosfos. The kuli amamoda the beitzim gemuros she'ena mu'uros. We'll get to that lashon mutaris lachlan v'chalav. Really, it's mutter. The time of the beis hillel dasi beis as nevela, hainu mishum de gazridan atu beis as trefa. Tosfos here, second answer, totally different answer. The rule is our Gemara. The exception is that Gemara. Beis as trefa. What? It's a beis as nevela where gozer atu a beis as trefa. Kidamrinan beidios, as it says in Idios, that Beis Hillel admits that beis as trefa is also. What's beis as trefa? Remember the difference between a nevela and trefa. Nevela means an animal that did not have a proper shchita. It's a healthy, perfect animal, but I messed up in the shchita. A trefa could have had a perfect shchita, but there's some other problem with it, right? For years! Or at least for within a year, it had a hole in its lung, it has a hole in some other type of vital organ, so that's trefa. So, explains the Gemara there, Beis Hillel would agree that a basis trefa is problematic. Why? Because that egg grew with its mother trefa. And that's why the trefa status of the mother affects the egg. Nevela. A nevela just happened to the mother. It's a specific event that happened to the mother, and it affects the mother only, and not the egg. And that's why, because Beitzas Trefa is going to be usher, that's why we're going to say Beitzas Nevela is also usher, even though it really shouldn't. It really shouldn't be. So it's fascinating. Tosfos has two different answers, right? What is the rule, and what is it? He gives two answers, but underlying is what's the rule, what's the exception. Right, the first answer is that our Gemara is the exception. The second answer is that the other Gemara is the rule. Keep in mind also something that we like to mention. Just mention it quickly now again, and that is Reb Chaim's bar mitzvah pshatel. Reb Chaim at his bar mitzvah gave his drasha about the relationship between nevela and trefa. Not one of the more common bar mitzvah pshatels bizman hazeh. Nothing to do with tefillin. But becoming bar mitzvah during Sfiras HaOmer, right? One of the more common ones. Or which hand to put tefillin on if you're a lefty righty. Reb Chaim says, trefa nevela. Reb Chaim proves from many different sources that even though on the surface it seems like this is two separate isurim, as we've just explained them, and Tosfos says, gzeira atu. But you still have to ask the question, why you gozer nevela atu trefa? There are a lot of isurim. But is there an affinity between those two? Nevela trefa specifically, the answer is yes. Right? The Rambam paskins, based on Mishnayos, that even though two Isurim are usually not combinable, I have a half a gazayas of chazer and a half a gazayas of chelev, they're not going to be combinable. And therefore, if I eat a whole gazayas altogether, right, I'm not going to be chayev. Two chatzi shears, nevel and treif, are combinable. Beferus, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Hoil vahatreifa techilas nevelahi. That's the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Macholos Asuros in Perek Tezayin. Perek Dalet, the beginning of Perek Dalet. So, what does that mean? Nevela is Treva's Tchilas Nevela, or other sources. He quotes that the Medrash tells us that the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh, the Pasuk says Lo Sochlu Kol Nevela, Ainli Ela Nevela, Treva Minayin, Tamalomer Nevela, Kol Nevela. Many different rayas. Just one other one, an amazing raya. We know there's a principle that we'll have Ezra later on in today's daf also of Ben Pakua. Ben Pakua, actually we had it yesterday's daf, at the bottom of Amanal. Ben Pakua, if an animal is shechted, and there's another animal inside of it, Mida Oraisa, the shechita of the mother, works for the child, for the offspring. And the offspring does not need shechita. Amazing. You have an animal, you shecht an animal, another animal comes out of it and starts walking around. On a Daraisa level, that animal does not need shechita. Mida Rabbanan, people aren't going to realize, it's a Ben Pakua, that's where you have to shecht the animal. But at Daraisa level, the shechita of the mother works for the child. The Rambam paskins, though, based on the Gemara in Chulin, if somebody shechs a treifa, and then there's a ben pakua inside of it, the vlad is usser ba'achila. The vlad is usser. Asks the Reb Chaim, one second, if the shechita of the mother always works for the child, so what that the mother is a treifa? Isn't that just a personal problem that the mother has, but the shechita should still work for the child? The fact that it doesn't shows what? That there's an affinity between treifa and nevela. It's not that nevela, you messed up the shechita. It's not a good shechita, right? I cut it the wrong way. Treifa is a perfect shechita. It's just another problem. No. You see from here that treifa is also a problem with the shechita. You did a maisa shechita, but there's a lack of the heter shechita. Even the shechita is affected. It's not a perfect shechita with another problem. Even the shechita is affected. That's how we have to define treifa conceptually. And that's why, if you say the shechita of a treifa is affected, that's why it doesn't work for the kid. Because once it's defined as a treifa, then even the shechita is hindered. It does not produce a full heter shechita. And that is why we could say that nevela and treifa are connected. Right? There are other rayas as well. We're not going to go through them now, but that might be behind Tosfos' second answer, that not only is just where goes there, nevela, treifa, but there is an affinity between the two. There is another answer. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says, Ayin od Tosfos Erev in Samachbeis. Right, so Tosfos, the margin says that we have to look there. If you look in Tosfos there in Erevin, he quotes B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Well, maybe similar to one of the answers, maybe Basa B'chalav is different, but not that. Oh, Basa B'chalav Oaf is Durabanan. Basa B'chalav in general is different. The Gemara says that Basa B'chalav is a chiddush. What does chiddush mean? Everything's a chiddush, right? 99% of the Torah we wouldn't have known without the Torah. Does chiddush mean that? So the Tosfos at the beginning of Yevamos says that chiddush always means davar hasoser es haklal, something that goes against the general rules of the Torah that we usually have. So what's called a chiddush? Motzi Shemer is called a chiddush because you pay and you get malchus. Basa Eitim Zomin is called a chiddush. Why should you believe one over the other? There are certain institutions in halacha that are called chiddush. Basa B'chalav is one of them. Why is it a chiddush? Says Tosfos. Since when do you have heter plus heter equals iser? You have milk, you have meat, they're mutter. You put them together, they become treif. Right? So it says Tosfos, that's what, don't ask any kashas from Basa B'chalav to anything else. Because Basa B'chalav itself is a chiddush. And it can have different rules. Here it's more kal. Right? So that's fine, it's more kal. The whole thing is a chiddush, why should we ask in the first place? But you could already say mutter lachlan b'chalav, because we could say it is more kal. Okay, that's an important yisod. Whenever Basa B'chalav is asked against anything else, we always have that possibility to be mechalik between them. Okay, there are other answers, but we will continue now. So the Gemara says, back to the Gemara. So what is Rav talking about? Rav says when the egg comes out, so now something occurred halachically. So suggestion number one was, well, maybe now it's parif. Right before it came out of the mother, it's fleishik, and now it's parif. No, we rejected that because even inside the mother, it is already parif if it is completed. So let's go to a different pshat. Last skinny line. So second try of what Rav means. Ela imitziyasa nigmara umuteres la'achla biyantif. So maybe the issue is a muksa or a beitza daf beisugya. Right when the egg comes out, so now you can eat it on yantif. But if it was still in the mother's me'ayim, it would be asur to eat on yantif. Why? Rashi says, achana d'rabba. Right, getting back to our daf beisugya. So maybe if you find an egg inside, it's asur. So the Gemara says, no, v'hatanya. But we learned, we already had this on daf beis. Ha'shochet is ha'tarnagolus u'matza b'beisim gemuros. If I shech the chicken on yantif and I find in it whole eggs, right, shechit is one of the malachos, ochel nefesh, that I'm allowed to do on yantif. Right, I couldn't have done it before yantif. They didn't have refrigeration space, so they have to shecht on yantif and cook it and eat it. You're allowed to shecht on yantif. What happens if you shecht the chicken on yantif and you find eggs? Muteris lachlan biyantif. You're allowed to eat it on yantif. So you see, there's no problem. That again can't be what Rav was talking about. And if you want to say, well, maybe Rav is teaching me something. Come on, the Brisa is teaching me something that is not said in the Mishnah, and really it's not authoritative, because it's not in the Mishnah anywhere, so it's a Brisa. Okay, but it's not a Mishnah, and maybe Rav is allowed to say what he thinks. There's no Mishnah against him. Rashi has a great line here. Rashi says in Vechitema, Ubishum Mishnah lo sasam la Rebbe Hachi. Rebbe never anonymously wrote, right, this other opinion in the Mishnah. V'im Rebbe lo shana, Rebbe Chia minayin lo. And if Rebbe never learned it, Rebbe Chia, who is the Masadir of Brises, okay, where did he get it from? Maybe that's not authoritative. And maybe, yes, the Brisa says it's mutter, but maybe Rav can say otherwise. The Gemara says, no, Hanami Tanina. We learned it in our Mishnah. Beitza shenolda biyantif, beishamei omrim tochal, beisedem omrim lo tochal. Maybe you can be medayik it from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says if the egg comes out on yantif. V'yadkan lo pligi beishamei beisedem el benolda. And maybe we can be medayik that the machlokas between beishamei beisedem is only if it comes out on yantif. Avo b'meyai iman, divri akol shayim. But if it was still inside, maybe everybody would agree that it's mutter. So that can't be the pshat of Rav. V'chitem, and if you want to say the Mishnah is lav dafka, Beisila filo b'me'ayima nami asri. Maybe Beisila says even inside it will be usr, like Rav says. V'hai diktani nolda. So why does it only say it came out actually? Lo diach hakocha de Beishamai. Maybe that's just telling me how strong Beishamai is. Dafilo nolda nami sharu. As we had back on Daf Beis, koach de hetera adif. Right, but the Rashi and the Tzlach. Right, so maybe that's what, maybe the Mishnah shouldn't be taken literally. No, that doesn't work, because we have a Brisa, Lahad Tanya. Hashokhet is Atanakolas, Ubatsa, Matsa, Babesim, Gumuros. The Brisa that says, if you find the eggs inside, Mutaris, Lachlan, Bachalov, Mani. Who would that Brisa, who would the authorship of that Brisa be? If you find eggs inside, it's Mutter. Mashma, that if they would come out, they would be Aser. Right, or else they would have said a bigger Kiddush if they would come out. Mani, lo beishamei v'lo beisilel. Beishamei would say it's mutter even if it came out. Beisilel would say it's asur across the board. So we would be stuck. We wouldn't have an author to that brisa. So this pshat must be wrong. And again, it must be that if you find eggs in a chicken on yantif, it is mutter. And therefore, that cannot be what Rav is talking about, that the eggs, as they come out, become mutter. So we have to go to try number three. Try number three out of five. What is Rav telling me? What is Rav telling me? So, Ella, second to last line. Im yisiyasa nigabara. What did he mean by that? As it comes out, umigadeles efrochim. The egg comes out, and now it is possible to turn into a chick. Migadeles efrochim. This egg is now an egg that can produce chicks. Umigadeles efrochim. B'me'ayima, if you shech the chicken and you take an egg out from inside, that egg will never produce a chick. Eina megadela sefrochim. Right? That's the Gemara. So, l'may nafkamina, for what halachic purpose do I need to know that? If I'm not a farmer, l'mekachu memkar. Right? For business. For business. I want to buy a certain type of egg, and I go to somebody, and they sell me a type of egg that I didn't want, so that could be a mekachtos. L'may nafkamina, l'mekachu memkar. Ki hahu da'omer lehu. As the story goes, that a man said to another person, Be'i de pachya laman. Who has eggs of pachya? What are pachya? Rashi says, Kemo paya. The chet and the ayin switch in Aramaic. Paya, paya. What is that? That means making sounds, screaming. When a chicken lays an egg, so it calls out. It calls out, that's bei depachya. I want an egg from a chicken that laid the egg. That's bei depachya. Right? An egg that came from a chicken that was talking. Where else do we have that? The pie is, the sounds, that's Shifren Pua. Shifren Pua. Remember Rashi and Parsha Shmos? Rashi says, why are they called Shifren Pua if their real names are Yocheved and Miriam? Rashi says, Shem Acha Shifren, Shem Shem is Pua, Lashon Tsa'aka. It's a Lashon of screaming. Kago Kamo Kayoleda Fe'eh. Pasuk in Shayo. We have it right here. Pachi is like Paya. Paya is, that's the Pua, just the Pei Ayin Hey. That Shorish is a Lashon of screaming out. We mentioned from the Bali Musar in the past, why didn't they just say their names? Why didn't they just say Yocheved and Miriam? Why do you have to say Shifra and Pua? So two answers. Number one, it's getting into, you can say this to the Seder also, so it counts. Right? So two answers. Number one, because before Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned in Sefer Shmos, there can't be any other name mentioned besides Paro. The first name in Sefer Shmos is Moshe Rabbeinu. Doesn't even mention his parents. Moshe Rabbeinu was the first name mentioned. First name. Why? Then you can ask the question, why is that? Why does he has to be the first name mentioned? So you could say maybe it's to emphasize, also some of the Bali Machshava mentioned this, that Moshe Rabbeinu, we wanted to mention his parents were human beings. Ishmi Beislevi, other religions believe that their Redeemer came from other sources, other reproductive methods. And we don't believe in that. We believe that every human being is a human being. There was a parent, there was a father, there was a mother. That's exactly what that we believe. And that's even fascinating why the other religion is called Notsrut, right? Notsri. Where did that word come from? For the word Notsar, created from. We dafka call, you call, you think there was some type of immaculate conception. Notsri, right? Every person was created the same way. That's from the word Notsar. Either way, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu want to emphasize that's his first name. The first name in Sefer Shmos. The other answer given, we quoted from Rabbi Yerucham about 4 or 5 years ago in a Parsha Shir, maybe it's to emphasize, if you think about this, Shifra and Pua, this is what we call them because of this little action that they did. So they went boo, they made some sounds when the baby was born, they screamed. That's so significant that we would call them by that name? Shifra Pua? Says Rabbi Yerucham, yes, it was a little action. But they took such pride in that action, and they realized what they were doing through that action. They were saving Klal Yisrael. That defined who they were. And Rabbi Yerucham had the great line where he said, great people take little things and make them great. Little people take great things and make them little. You could have the most amazing action in Avodas Hashem. If I'm not machshavit, I could go and make the Birchas Ilanos, which is only once a year. I could run out to a quickly and finished. I could take something unbelievable. And I can make a little. Little people take a great things and make them little. Great people can take little things and make them great. A little thing, what am I doing? I'm helping the baby burp, right? But I'm saving Klal Yisrael. And that defined who they are, and that's what Shifra and Pua did, and that's why they were called. Okay, two answers why they were called Shifra and Pua. Relates to Pachya, right? Pachya, which is Paya. Okay, so anyway, back to the story. A man asks someone else, I want to buy some eggs that were laid by a chicken, Pachya Laman. Yavu le be'a d'shchita. And the man instead gave him eggs from a shechted chicken. That you opened up the chicken and you found the eggs in there. Asla kami d'Rabbi Ami. They came in front of Rabbi Ami. Omer lehu mekachtos uvahadar. He says, this is a mekachtos. Right, a totally mistaken transaction. And therefore, the transaction is null and void. And everybody has to return the items. So that's the nafka mina. That's what Rav was talking about. A choshen mishpat halacha. Right, not the Orachayim. If you think about the three suggestions, the first suggestion was Yaradeya, right, Basa B'chalav. Second suggestion was Orachayim, Beitza Shenolda, and now we have Choshen Mishpat. Right, what was Rav talking about? So Choshen Mishpat. So the Gemara says Pshita. Isn't that obvious? If I ask for a certain type of egg and you give me a different type of egg, obviously it's a Mekatos. Now we're saying Rav, what's the Rav's Chiddush? So the Gemara says no. Mao de Tema Hayla Achila Kaboy Luhu. You might have said really. He wants the egg to eat. He doesn't want the egg to produce chickens. The guy, even though he asked Bei Depachya, he wants the egg to eat. V'hai dekamar depachya. And that's why did he ask for an egg that was produced by a chicken? Mishum ditsrivan. They're even more developed. They're even better to eat. But he wants them to eat. Lamai nafkamina, and therefore what? What might you have said? What, that it's not a mekach toz? You might have said, lemisvile bene bene, that the whole deal isn't null and void. It works, but you have, the seller has to pay the difference between the different values of the eggs. Meaning it's a good seal, maybe we should assume that the guy really wanted an egg to eat, and he just had to pay the difference. Kamash Malon, we don't say that. Kamash Malon, we say it's a mekach toz, and therefore the entire deal is off. Ask the Shita Mekubetzes here. Of course, the Rashba. By the way, I mentioned last week there is a Ritva. I know there is a Ritva on Beitz also, but the Ritva is a little Ritva. Ask the Rashba right here. Since when do we ask a Pshita on a story? Is the Pshita? It sounds like the Pshita is on the story, not just on Rav. Right, the way I formulated it was on Rav. The Rashba on the Sanhedrin says, right, this is the story, and he says Mechatos Pshita. What's Pshita? So the Rashba assumes the Pshita is going on the story, not just on the explanation of Rav. So he says, Hiksha Rashba, v'chim akshin Pshita gabi maiso davadi itzruch lamembar lehudina. This is what the story happened. So he gives a couple of answers. Number one, Umori harav pirish. The shapir parech l'rav ami Pshita, why? Delo havi le lemeav taima v'lomar mechachto suvahadar. Shari kalmakom shari tzorach lasis tam nos din tam. A posek should only give a reason when a reason is required and something might not be understood. But if something is obvious, you don't have to give a reason. Demashva to call hecha d'yesh teima b'divrei hadayin hein l'chiyav hein l'ftar tzarech ulomar me'ezatam donas adin k'dei shalo yichashduhu aval k'she'ein tama b'davar ein l'lomar l'chiyav b'vadar b'vah, just say what the halach is. Ularav ami lo havi le lomeimar lemocher ela sheyachzer lo adamim. He should have just said, give back the money. Umishimachi parech pshita. What's the question of pshita? Klomar. V'chi ezeu tama yesh bedin zeh sheyitztarech rav ami lomeimar mekachto suvahadar. Sheyitin tam ledvarav. Shebebreishu kemekachto ziyachzer hamecher legamre. The question isn't about the din, but it's about a detail in the story. Says the shita right here, Rav Ami should have just said, give the money back. Why do you have to say, give the money back because the whole deal is null and void? It's obvious the deal is null and void. What do you have to give? You only have to give a reason when there's something questionable about the story. Right? If somebody says, comes over to a person, to a rabbi and says, are you allowed to eat pig? Does he have to say anything more than no? No, because there's a pasuk in the Torah that says, you know, he doesn't have to give any reasons. It's so obvious to see the answer. So that's what the question is. What's the chiddush? And that's the answer given. And maybe it's not so pashut, because maybe that's what we had to understand the umdana that we might have had to ask on this person. So mekatos. Let's continue with the next story also. Hahu de Amr, similar story before we get to number four. Hahu de Amr lahu bei de dichra. Let's say somebody goes to somebody and says, I want bei a de dichra. What does that mean? An egg that was fertilized. A dechra is a male. I want an egg that was fertilized. Laman be'e, laman be'e de dechra laman, right? Who has fertilized eggs? Yavale be'e de safna, and me'ara. And instead he gave him an egg that was not fertilized. Meaning it was safna me'ara, it was with the ground. Meaning there were no males. There were no hens around. So somebody wanted a fertilized egg, and he was sold an unfertilized egg. Also, the kamei derbiyami, amadhu mekatos, uvahadar. Same thing, mekatos, pshita. Isn't this obvious? Even if you have the earlier case, isn't this obvious? He wanted a specific type of egg. So no. Ma'u detema hai la'achila kabailahu. Really, maybe here too, he wanted it to eat. He didn't want it to turn into a chick. V'hai dekamar de'dichra. Mishim de'shemina tvei. Maybe he just wants a fertilized one because they're fatter and juicier. L'may nafka mina l'mesu le'bene bene. Kamash malan. Still, we don't say that. Okay, that is all option three, which is accepted. Maybe Rav is telling me a choshe mishpat halacha. 2 points. Number one, the chashuk echemed here has about 10 mekach toz shilas. We're just going to mention one. Somebody, he quotes a very important Rambam, which we've never mentioned before. Sheila, the story is as follows. There was a Jew that had a beautiful new car, and he got into an accident. And he redid the whole thing. The insurance got redid the whole car. Wonderful. Now he wants to sell it. So, what does he do? Because it's worth a lot less than it was worth, and he's not sure what, he wants to get rid of it. So, what happened? Kachmais, Amalei Amocher, Hitkasher Ha'ish Miad, he goes, Let's just read it. Sav emok shemes mechiro es lahed yoter. The he sells it and the buyer hears about this car that's being sold for much cheaper than it should be sold for, and he buys it. And after he buys it, I don't know why he didn't take it to a mechanic beforehand. But after he buys it, he realizes and he checks it out and he sees what happened. He goes I'm sorry, that was the next story. I just misspoke. This is the story. He sells a car for much cheaper than it should have been sold for. And all of a sudden, as he's driving one night, all of a sudden, people start shooting at him. People start shooting at the car. And all of a sudden, he goes to the police, like, what's going on here? And the police check on the records. This is a car that belonged to a gangster. And it belonged to somebody, and everybody knows that this is the car. Basically, this is a big problem. He can't have this car. That's why it was being sold for so cheap. And he goes, Rechav zeh hayishayach la'adam sheish lo son'im rabim mevakshim lahargo. Ukenereh shezu asiba shekanita the rechav v'chatzim mechiro. He goes back to the seller and says, I can't have this. So he says, what do you mean? You bought it. If Hashem wants to protect you, He'll protect you, and you'll be safe. And he quoted the Chazon Ish to him. Matosim lo noflim, anashim noflim. Okay. V'chein hu kan, rechavim lo mitpotetzim, anashim mitpotetzim. This is the story. So, is this a mekartos? What's a mekartos? It was a mekartos because it was associated with a certain owner. So, Rav Zilberstein quoted the Rambam. The Rambam says in Ilchas Mechira, very important Rambam, Tesvav Hey, kol shehiskimu alav b'nei ha-medina, shehu mum, shemachzirin bo mekach zeh, machzirin bo. Anything that normal people on the street would assume is a mekartos is a mekartos. V'chol shehiskimu alav she'eino mum, harizeino machzir bo elin pirish. So the fees there, b'mikra shalanu, shemacha lo davar shu misuman l'pgiya havi mum, mishum sha'af echa lo yirsa l'gnoz rechav kazeh, shem yuad l'pgiya. V'yod yesh lo hosif, sh'oso amocher tzorech levakish mechilo me'akone, sh'yachol ligrom lo, o l'mishpachto ason gadol, sh'yagia levidu yizvad el davar zeh also. Gotta make sure that you are mefayes the kone. Amazing story. And he says, it's Maisa Shahaya. It's not, he didn't just make that one up. Okay. And also related to this, maybe we're not going to do it because there's not so much time, and that is the issue of blood spots in eggs. We're talking about the different types of eggs, fertilized, unfertilized, right? Mi'ikar Adin, Bismanazel, we pass that a blood, throwing out a blood spot is a chumra. It's a chumra. It's not Mi'ikar Adin because in the developed countries that we get eggs from, are generally, there are no hens within miles and miles. They're closed off, and therefore you don't have to assume that, you could assume that they are not fertilized, and the fact that it's red comes from, the spot comes from somewhere else, but the minhag is to throw it out. As we know, Rav Moshe and Rav Yosef, both have tshuvas related to this issue. Vayter, first wide line. V'ibay yisema, ma'yim yisiyasa nigbra, fourth pshat. What did Rav mean by, with, as it's coming out, it's finished, im yisiyas ruba nigmara. Maybe he's telling you that with the tzia of rove of it, it's nigmar. Ukid Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, beitza sheyatza ruba me'erev yantif. V'chazra, muteres lachla b'yantif. What if erev yantif, the egg comes mostly out, and then it goes back in. It's about to come out, and then it goes back into the chicken, and it comes out on yantif. So is that called muksa? Is that called hachanat deraba? Or is that called already laid before yantif? So Rabbi Yochanan holds, already laid before yantif. So that is, Rav is telling me like Rabbi Yochanan, right? Imi siyasa, as long as Rav came out. The ika da amar, or number five. No, the opposite. My imi siyasa nigra, imi siyas kula nigmara. Imi siyas kula in, aval ruba lobla fuki mid Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, different shot. End of that sugya. Gufa. Vaiter, we had before. Hashochet is satana golas. Matza babesim gumuros. Muteres lachlan bechalav. Right, we had that statement. If you check the chicken, and you find fully developed eggs inside, you're allowed to eat it with milk. Meaning it's already called parav. It's already not part of the chicken. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Yaakov says, no, not totally. Wait a minute. If they were fully, completely independent inside, separated from the mother inside, fine. But imhayu me'uros begidin, if they were still connected by the sinews, even though the egg was basically completed, but if it was still connected by the sinews inside the mother, asuras is still called fleshik. It's still called a limb of the mother. Machlokas tatanakam and Rabbi Yaakov. So, man tana lo hadatana rabbanan, which of the previous opinions are the author of the following brisa? Ha'ochel menevelas oftar. If somebody eats from the nevela of an oftar, we know, meseches taharos, which is in seder taharos. Meseches taharos is about nevelas oftar. Nevelas Haftar, non-kosher animals could be Nevela. But other types of animals. But there's a special din by kosher birds. A kosher bird that dies, does not get shechita. Nevelas oftar, that is only mitami me as I eat it. Special din, there's no other tumah like this. Nevelas oftar is mitami bebeis abliya, as I swallow it. Which part of the animal? Nevelas, if I eat from the nevelas oftar, min hashalal shal beitzim, if I eat from a cluster of eggs of nevelas oftar, min atzamos, or from the bones, min agida, from the sinews, umin abasa, shenelash benachai, or part of it that was separated while it was still alive, tar. That's not called part of the bird. That's edible, that's metamimi. But min ha'eshkol shel beitzim, but if I eat from the, as we'll see, this means from the ovaries itself, min ha'kurkaban, from the crop, ubenei me'ayin, from the stomach, shehimches ha'chelev gamo, or I liquefied the fat of an avilas oftar and drank it, tame. All these are part of the ikur, part of the bird. So, who is this? So, mantana min ha'shalosh shel beitzim tar. Who is the one that said in the first name, min ha'shalosh shel beitzim, from a cluster of the eggs, it's tar, amar of Yosef, to lokar of Yaakov. It must not be, meaning, and you say the shalosh shel beitzim is not part of the animal, it must be against Rabbi Yaakov. Di Rebbe Rabbi Yaakov. What did Rabbi Yaakov just say? If the eggs are still clustered, connected, it's still part of the chicken. Ha'amar ha'yimuros begidim asuros. So, shall we say that this discussion, this brisa, is against Rabbi Yaakov, because Rabbi Yaakov holds if it's still Me'ura Begit, then it's still considered part of the mother, and this brisa seems to say otherwise. Amalei Abaya, no, Mimai, how do you know that? Dilma, maybe there's a difference in different halachic contexts. Adkan lokam Rabbi Yaakov hasam el inyini sura. Over there, maybe Rabbi Yaakov is talking about regarding Isser Durabanans. We're talking about again, remember, Basel Bechalov, Isser Durabanans, so there maybe you could hold one halacha, maybe it would be machmir there, it would be gozer. Aval inyan tumalo, but on a daraisa level, we're not going to add on tum and say this is also mitameyu. V'chite malinyan tumanami nigzar, and if you want to say why not? Why don't you make a gzer in the tumma context also? Afushe tumahu, this is adding tumma. V'afushe tumami drabana lo mafshinan. We'd rather not do that. Why? Because the second you say something more is tamei, so then if that person touches taurus, you're going to have to throw out the taurus. So we generally, there are tumas drabanan, that's true. But only where there's a very specifically mandated reason. Like for your hands are shnios latoma and you have to wash your hands before you, there are specific reasons. But generally, you know, if we're not sure, we'd rather not be mafish betuma. And that's why this brisa could even be according to Rabbi Yaakov and your machalik between Basa b'chalav and Tumah v'tahara. V'ika da'amrei, or a different version of the Gemara, man tanam in eshkol shel beitzim tamei. Focus on the seifa, not on the resha. Who says that if you eat from the eshkol shel beitzim tamei? Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yaakov. Maybe that's Rabbi Yaakov. To amar hayimu respegi the masuros. Is that only Rabbi Yaakov? Right. What does the eshkol shel beitzim mean? Does that mean a cluster? So Amalei Abaya, no. As we just explained it, Mimai. De eshkol mehanach de talya be eshkol. Maybe that doesn't mean eggs that are totally completed that are still hanging. Dilma eshkol gufe. Maybe that's talking about the actual ovaries. And that's why everybody would agree that that's matami. That's part of the animal. V'chitem eshkol gufe maila memra. And if you want to say, what would be the chiddush then? That's part of the animal. Of course that's matame. Midi dahavi akurkaban ubenei me'ayin. Well, the same reason why you have to mention those parts of the animal. The avagav, the basar, and inu, even though those are basar, the innards and the crop, kiva de ika inshi de lo achli itzrach lashminan, some people would not eat that part of the chicken. Right? If somebody would eat a polka and other parts, maybe they wouldn't eat those hardcore parts of the chicken. So that's why you have to tell me that it's still metame, because it is edible. Hachanami kiva de ika inshi de lo achli itzrach lashminan. So that's why you had to tell me that, even though it is a part of the chicken. Okay? Period. Tana Rabbanan. Weiter. Kosher tashmisho bayom nolad bayom, kosher tashmisho balayla nolad balayla. Any being that is with their mate by day has babies by day. The child comes out by day, the offspring. And any mate who's only with their mate at night, nolad balayla. Kosher tashmisho bayom 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 balayla, nolad bayom 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 balayla. So what's an example? Kosher tashmisho bayom nolad bayom zutanagolas, chickens. Chickens only mate by day, so all eggs are laid by day. Kosher tashmisho balayla nolad balayla zu atleif, bats. Bats are all do everything at night. Kosher tashmisho bayom 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 balayla adam v'chol adam ilay, and most other creatures that it's possible to be together by night and by day. So that's why babies are born by night and by day. Fine. Amar Mar Kosher the Mishnah Bayom Nola Bayom Zotana Go Less the Mai Nafkamina. Why is it important to know that all eggs are laid by day? Likidr of Mari Breder of Kahana. Damar Mari Breder of Kahana. Badak Bakina Shaltana Gol Amir of Yantif. What if right before Yantif I went into the chicken's nest? Velo Masaba Beitza. There were no eggs there. Ulomachar Hishkim Masaba Beitza. And the next day I went in and I saw an egg. And I went Hishkim. That means I went in right by dawn. So Tahar Muteres. The egg is mutter. Why? Mistama, I didn't check properly. Because it wasn't laid during the night. I know that about chickens. So the Gemara says, Hello, Badak, you checked. Emelo Badak, Yafa, Yafa. You're allowed to assume that you didn't check properly. And the egg is mutter. V'yafilu Badak, Yafa. Emer, Yasa, Ruba, V'chazra, Havi, Yukud, Rabbi Yochanan. And even if you did check and there was none, maybe it came out the day before. Mostly, and it went back in. And now it's going to come out again. So that's what the Gemara says. That's why it's important to know about eggs laid by day. Because you could always assume lakula for if you check beforehand. It says the Gemara, Eini, is this really true of Amar of Yosi ben Shaul Amar Rav? Badak b'konish shel tarnagol lefnei erev yantif. You checked. V'lo matzah b'beitzim. Ulamachar hishkim matzah b'beitzah asura. Rav says it's asur in this case. You can't assume that it came out beforehand. So the Gemara says, no, hasam b'desafna me'ara. There, we assume there were no males around. No males around. So the Gemara says, ihachi dira marinarmi. So maybe in the other case too, no males. So Gemara said, no, but the Ika Zakhar Bada. There's a male there. So Gemara said, the Ika Zakhar Nami, Ema Mayar Desafna. Even if there is a male there, maybe it wasn't with the male. So Gemara said, no, that's impossible. Amar Avina Gemiri, we have a Misora. Kal Hecha the Ika Zakhar, Lo Safna Mayara. If the chicken has a mate, if there's a hen around, it's not going to let the hen be by itself. Right, it's always gonna mate if it has the hen around. Yet, comma, how far do you have to assume? Again, very halachah l'maisa in terms of chickens today. How far? Amar Rav Gamda, Mishmei Derav, Kol Hecha, Deshama Kali B'Yamama. If it could hear the hen's voice during the day sound travels less, right, because there's more other artificial noise. If it could hear his voice during the day, so then you have to assume that it was with the hen. Abad Rav Mari, Uvda Achisin Vate. Right, up to 60 houses, even if the hen is 60 houses away, we have to assume that maybe the chicken was with the hen. V'i, just finishing up this section, V'i kanara lo avra. But if there's a river between the chicken and the hen, they don't fly. So you don't have to assume, even if they're very close, right, they're still so far. V'i kamavra avra. But if there's a bridge, then you have to be choshish that they cross the bridge. V'i kamitzra lo avra. But if there's only a very thin rope, and they would have to do a tight rope across, so the chickens don't do that, or hens. But that last line we don't hold like, because it once happened. Let's just get up to the two dots, then we'll make a comment. Says the Gemara, how did we just explain, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shaul, why is it asur? Because there's no other, you know, possibility. There were no hens there. So even if he didn't check, we're going to say, should say it's asur. So the Gemara says, no, kilo badak, ema me'esmol have. No, if he didn't check, maybe it was late yesterday. So, ihachi ki batak nami ema yasa ruba v'chazri hiyu kud Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe you should be choshes like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan lo shchiach. No, it's very uncommon to have a case that the egg comes out mostly and then goes back in and comes out later. So therefore, we don't have to be worried about that. Period. Last line. Because another statement in the name of the same person, v'am Rabbi Yossi ben Shalom Arav, haitu mashchika sakata legiluya. Ground garlic. And they might have been even liquefied. The same issue of mayim gluyim that you have by water, that a snake might have come in, you have to be worried about that for tuma shechika as well. Just one ha'ara on this discussion, and that is, there is a Mahari Bruna. A Mahari Bruna quoted here in the Golioni Ashas and the other Achronim, and that is, what happens if you have an egg that's laid very late in the day during twilight? Shouldn't that prove to me? We always have a suffix when Bein Hashmash is a suffix yom suffix laila. So you should see when chickens lay eggs, and whenever the egg is laid, oh, it's vada yom. You should know exactly. There shouldn't be any suffix anymore about twilight. Right? So he says, that's the question. So it must be, you have to say, it's not a vada vada. There's a good chance, but to say vada vada, that this is vada yom, right, or else there would be no sfeikas about Bein Hashmashos anymore. We know there is a suffix. Unless you say, as we've said it back in Yuma, that Bein Hashmashos is a din suffix. It's not just a practical suffix. You're not sure. That Hashem created Bein Hashmashos with elements of yom and laila in it. That's its creation. So even if you would know, So then, according to that Ritva that we had in Yuma, then even if you know when an egg is laid, you still would not have an answer to that question. Okay. Weiter. Beishame Yomrim Sarbik Azayas. Here we go. My time at the Beishame. We're back to the second line in Maseches Beitza. What did the second line of the Mishnah say? Machlokas Beishame Beisila. Beishame says that Sa'or, the leavening agent, is with a Kazayas, and Chametz is with a Kosevis, right? A larger shear. And Beisila says, no, they're both Kazayas. So, my time ayu de Beishamai. Why does Beishamai say the more makel opinion? Imkein lifto rachmana chametz lo boi sa'ar. Because the Torah could have just said chametz, and I would have known sa'ar. Va'ana amina. Uma chametz she'in chimutz o kasha b'kizayis. Chametz, which does not cause other things to become chametz. So it's not so stringent. The shear is a kizayis. Sa'ar she'chimutz o kasha l'kal shakein. Sa'ar, which makes other things chametz. Surely, it's so chamur. Surely it should be a kizayis. Sa'ar the kazir rachmana lamali. So why does the Torah have to mention Sa'or being asur on Pesach? Well, Marlacha says, Beishama, it must be to teach me Shi'uro Shozeh lo Kashiro Shozeh. You have different Shi'urim for Chametz and Sa'or. Sa'or is more Chamur, Kizayis, and Chametz is more Mekel. Ubeis Hilo Tzrichi. Beis Hilo says, no. Each one has a Chumra that the other one doesn't have. And therefore, the Torah had to say both of them. Dikaz Rachman is Sa'or. If the Torah only said Sa'or, the leavening agent, the yeast, because that causes other things to become chametz. But chametz, which is does not cause other things to become chametz, that's why you have to mention chametz as well. Because rachmana chametz. And if the Torah says chametz, bishum dera'ui la'achila. Maybe there, because chametz is edible. That's what makes it stringent. Aval sa'or she'ein ro'ui la'achila emalo. But sa'or is not edible, so I would have thought it's not asur. Tzricha. So that's why Beis Hillel says nothing's extra. So all the shiurim for chametz and sa'ar are the same, kazayas. Ubeishamai leslu d'Rabbi Zeira, Beishamai, whose machalik does not hold of Rabbi Zeira, d'amar Rabbi Zeira, pasak ha'kazav is arv esiyem b'chametz. Rabbi Zeira says that the same pasuk mentions sa'ar and chametz. Lomar lacha, zeo sa'ar, zeo chametz. To teach me there's a connection between them, the same isurim. So the Gemara ends off with a crucial line. Le'inyin achila kuleyam alo pligi. Beishamai agrees that regarding eating, sa'ar and chametz are both asr b'kazayas. Ki pligi le'inyin bi'ur. The machlokes is regarding bi'ur destroying, or what we would call ba'yira ba'yimatze. Bi'ur, so you don't violate ba'yira. Beishamai savrei lo yafin and bi'ur me'achila. Beishamai says you do not compare the isra ba'yira ba'yimatze to eating, and therefore, by eating, the shears of kazayas are both of them, and by ba'yira ba'yimatze, there could be different shiurim. Ubeisilo savrei yafin and bi'ur me'achila. You do compare them. Itmar Nami Amar Yosef Rachanina Machlokas Linyan Biur. Also, Machlokas are only regarding Biur and Bal Yira. Avalin Yachila Deriakol Zevazeb Kazayas. Regarding eating, everybody agrees. And Tani Nami Haki, the Brisa also says, Velo Yira Lacha Chamis, Velo Yira Lacha Saor. Zeo Machlokas Shebem Beshama, Ubeisil, the Machlokas is Bal Yira. Shebeshama Yomrim Saor Bekazayas, Chamis Bekako Seves, Ubeisil Omrim, Zevazeb Bekazayas. This is the Machlokas Besham Beisil. Right, major discussion, right, what the lumdus is behind this machlokes. Beis Hillel says you compare Isser Achila and Ba'yira Ba'yimatzei. Maybe he's alluding to the Ran on Daf Aleph in the Rif, Daf Aleph in Maseches Psachim, where the Ran says Ba'yira Ba'yimatzei is an example of a Syug Da'oraisa. That, why does the Torah say not to have chametz in your house? Because the Torah doesn't want you to come and eat it. Right, this is one of the examples that Rabbi Yosef Engel brings in the Lech HaTov, where he talks about this concept of Syag Daraisa, right? This is one of them. Maybe that's what's behind Beis Hillel Shita. Ba'yira Ba'yimatzei and Isser Achila are connected to each other. So maybe tomorrow we'll start off with more of that discussion of Ba'yira and the relationship to Isser Achila, and then we'll get into Kisi Hadam and Malcha Shein Tzricha Lagufa and Misasek and other items that come up on Beitza Daf Ches. Asi Dochalos Asei. I mean, tomorrow's Daf is jam-packed as these all are. Okay, we'll stop here.